Yesterday we mentioned that on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch writes that there are four categories of people who are not feeling well. The first is a bari with a mechosh b'yam, a healthy person who has aches and pains. And then there's a whole perek, Shmoneh Shvatzim in Masechah Shabbos, one of the 24 prokim, dedicated to the Issur Refuah b'Shabbos. Not allowed to do Refuah because of the Gzeir Hashem Yishachik Samamah. And even if there's nothing to grind, let's say you're going to use a hot water bottle for a bellyache, the Gemara says also asa. It's also an Issur Refuah. And then if the person is a Chayel Sheein B'Sakana, so the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that he's permitted to do Refuah. Mishnah Berurah paskens like that. The Mishkan is Yankov has a tshuva, he's not happy. He thinks it's only mutter, you only allow Refuah B'Shabbos if he's a Chayel Sheein B'Sakana. But the accepted opinion is the way it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that even a Chayel Sheein B'Sakana is permitted to take Refuah. And then the next is a big machlokes in Rishonim. What's the definition of a chayla sheyesh bo sakana? So pikuach nefesh is derech kol atarkula except for avodah zarah keli arayis and shvichas damin. So what's considered chayla sheyesh bo sakana? So the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, chayla sheyesh bo sakana means sakanas hachayim. He may lose his life, but if he's going to lose his eyesight, or he's going to lose the use of a limb, he's going to lose a tooth, or something like that, we assume in Shulchan Aruch that Sakana Sever is not considered Sakana Snafoshes. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah where the Gemara says that if a person has an affection in his eye, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with a real Melocha Deraisa in order to heal the infection. So the way it says in our editions of the Gemara, it says the reason why is because there's a connection in the blood vessels between the eyes and the heart. So if there's an infection in the eye, it can spread to the heart. Shiraina de'ena b'libatalia. There's a blood vessel that connects from the eye to the heart. We're not sure exactly what that means, because the blood vessels all over the body. So whenever there's an infection, it can travel to the heart. Somehow, after some of the doctors came up with a pshat in the Gemara, that it's something special connecting the eye with the heart, more so than the rest of the whole body has blood. Blood is sent to the heart to keep all the cells of the body alive. So what's unique about the eyes? So the way it says in the Gemara, the way it says in our Gemara, the Gemara says, Shiraina de'ena b'li batalia, that the blood vessels will bring the infection from the eye to the heart. So that's sakonis achayim. But sakonis ayin, Sakonis Eber alone is not considered Sakonis Nefoshes. The Meiri must have had a different gerusa. So the Meiri says, from this Gemara you see that any Sakonis Eber, loss of a limb, is the same as loss of a life, that Sakonis Eber is also considered Sakonis Nefoshes. So the Sri Yesh has a tshuva. He thinks we should reconsider what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe we should be Mekal on Sakonis Eber, because after all, the Miri doesn't stand alone. You have the Rabbi Natam quoted by the Mordechai and the Tosfos in Sukkah. So the Tosfos in Sukkah is like this. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Chodem Shamshem Pturim in HaSukkah. What does it mean, Chodem Shamshem? How sick is he? It means he has a cold. And he's going to say, it's chilly, and the Sukkah is going to make the cold worse. That's the Pasha Pshat in Gemara. So Tosfos says, he cannot be talking about Sakonas Aver, because Sakonas Aver is Pikuach Nefesh. That's what it says in Tosfos. So the Rashash writes, he thinks, as it says in Avodah Zarah, and Av Chav Zayin, Tosfos goes, as it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So the Rashash writes, he's guessing, he thinks it must be a misprint in the Tosfos. Tosfos says, as it says in Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah only says Sakonas Ayin. So now that they printed the Tosfei HaRosh on Sukkah, that's what it says in the Tosfos HaRosh. The Pashtus says that they misprint in Tosfos. When Tosfos says Hakonas Eiver is considered Pikuach Nefesh, Pashtus says that it's a misprint, which they say Hakonas Ayin is Hakonas Nefesh, because Shiraina Deina B'li Batalya. That's what it says, the corrected reading appears in the Tosfos HaRosh. Then that's one source that the Sri Yesh quotes. Then he has another source that he quotes, is the Mordechai quotes a story with the Rabbi Natam that a person had a Sakana Sever and he's conscious, and the doctors are discussing what they're going to do in the presence of the chole. So they say, well, if we do surgery today, we can save his leg. If we don't do the surgery today, he's going to lose his leg. So Rabbi Natam says, the patient hears that. He can die from a heart attack. He hears the doctor say, we may not do surgery today. He's going to die. He's going to lose the use of a leg. Lose the use of his leg. Rabbi Natam says, that's how Sakanas Nefashas then. So he says, you see from the Rabbi Natam, the Sakanas Eiver, Sakanas Nefashas. I think you see the reverse from the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam didn't say loss of a leg is Deicha Shabbos. He says, if the patient is conscious and he listens to the whole conversation, he can get a heart attack from aggravation and he'll die, not die from the non-surgery. So the Pashto says that the both sources that he quoted are very shvachas sources. They quote the Rabban Soloveitchik used to paskin like that Sri Yesh. He used to paskin that Sakana Sefer is Deicha Shabbos. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Shulchan Aruch says not so. Shulchan Aruch says that Sakana Sefer is not Deicha. So in the Shulchan Aruch, what it says is, if there's Sakanas Eiver, you're permitted to violate all the Rabbanans on Shabbos to save the Eiver. If it's only a Chodesh Eim B'Sakana, we don't allow one to violate all the Rabbanans, but only permit one to take refuah, that's one Gemara, or we permit one to do Amir Liakum, that's a Gemara Kuf Chav Tes, Daf Kuf Chav Tes, Chodesh Eim B'Sakana, because Amir Liakum is also a Gzera de Rabbana. We distinguish between Gzeras and Malochas from the Rabbana. With the Rabbana, they prohibited a lot of things on Shabbos, 1,001 things. Half of them are Rasa because they considered Malochas. Half of them are Rasa because they considered Gzera. Let's say you're not allowed to climb on a tree because of Gzera. Shema Yachtoch Zmar. It may break off a branch. You're not allowed to apply medication. Gzera Shema Yishachik Samamanim. He's not grinding anything. You can't say that swallowing a pill is a violation of tochein. It's no way. It's not a tolda of tochein. Even the Rabban is not a melacha of tochein. It's a gzeira shema. It may lead to tchina. And even in the case where you have a hot water bottle, what is it a grind? You can't grind the bottle. You can't grind the water. Still, they made a gzeira. Refuah is also. So gzeira the Rabban is a lower level than a melacha of the Rabban. So that's what we distinguish. We say that for a chodesh she'ein bo sakana, but there's no sakana sefer, not only do we permit refuah, we permit all gzeras the rabbanon.
Isn't there a gemara in brachos that if the refuah is not nikar, like if someone gives like hawar to chod, then that should be fine?
Okay, that's also a din. Let's say other people enjoy drinking schnapps all the time. I never enjoy drinking schnapps. But when I have a cold, so I take some schnapps. They say they asked Arthur Fleming, the one who invented the penicillin. They asked him, what does he do when he gets a cold? He said, he takes schnapps. He doesn't believe in this penicillin. He takes schnapps. So even though for me it's nicker, when I take schnapps, it's a dead giveaway that I have a cold and I'm taking it for refuah. But since there are other people that drink schnapps all the time, they're not sick. So that's whatever is a Michael Brim, whatever is, let's say a person's going to eat, he's going to drink a lot of orange juice to prevent himself from getting a cold. Or he has a cold, so he wants to have more vitamin C, that's going to help him get better. So if you take vitamin pills, vitamin C pills, that's a problem of refuah. But if you take orange juice, a lot of people like orange juice, even if they're not sick. That's not called refuah. You enjoy the drinking of the orange juice. Even though I don't enjoy drinking the schnapps, I've got to say a bracha because other people do enjoy the taste of the schnapps. So that's considered regular food.
What if you're on medication every day?
If you're on medication every day for the rest of your life, so then it's like mizainus. There's a din in Ebenezer. Let's say a man divorces his wife. So he's no longer mechuyev to support the wife. What happens if the doctors diagnose the wife? She needs major surgery. It's going to cost $500,000. So the man divorces his wife, so he won't have to pay. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that doesn't help. Since they already diagnosed her and they said that she needs this medication, so it's already been established that he has to pay for the refuah. So it's not going to help if he divorces her. But let's say let's say she's taking pills. She's taking pills for 2 months. She has to take pills. So if it's already, the doctor already prescribed the pill. The doctor already said she has to take pills. Pills are going to cost a fortune, $1,000 every pill. So it's not going to help if the husband divorces his wife. He's mechibur fuasos. It's already been established before he divorced her. But if for the rest of her life she's going to need pills, then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we treat that like mezonos. So after he divorced his wife, he's not chayb mezonos ishtay. So that's what some say over here also on Shabbos, that we say that refuah b'Shabbos is also, so if you have to take a pill, you have to take pills for a month or two, so that's considered refuah, so refuah is also b'Shabbos. But if you have to take it for the rest of your life, then it's like mezonos. So mezonos is mutar on Shabbos.
When violating this gzera would lead towards a refuah, or for like when do we allow it? Just stam whenever we're helping this chola with anything, or only when to the end of helping him heal?
If we think we're going to heal him, yeah.
So for a baby,
to make life a little more comfortable, I don't think we would allow Amir Liakum if it's not going to heal him.
So for a baby who's a chola shein bo sakana, like what machla are you trying to heal? On Shabbos, that would allow.
No, it says that we assume that for Chodesh Eim Sakana, it doesn't have to be sick. Chodesh Eim Sakana, a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. So let's say a baby is hungry, and if you don't give the baby the bottle, he's going to scream, he's going to cry. So that's not the baby has a condition, he's hungry. He's a baby and he's hungry, so that condition prevents him from functioning normally. Normally, he plays with his toys or he fights with his siblings, whatever he normally does. And now he can't do either, can't play, can't fight because he's crying. So that's considered a chodesh shem b'sakana that amir le'nochri is mutter. So you're allowed to ask a guy to drive home and bring the bottle for the baby. Even amir le'akamana deraisa would be mutter for chodesh shem b'sakana. So on Shulchan Aruch they have like this. There's a Gemara in the end of Erevin, the last parak in Erevin. The Gemara says, let's say a person has a cold and has some kind of condition. The only way to get better, he's not able to function normally. He has to lay in bed. And in order to recover, he has to sleep. And he can't fall asleep. So the Gemara has a way to put him to sleep. You play slow music. That'll put him to sleep. So the Gemara says, even though playing music is awesome at the Rabbanon on Shabbos, Mashmiya Kol, Shem Yisakim Kleshir, but to play music so the Choylus should fall asleep and get healed, get better, that's for Choylus Shem Yisakon is Mutter. What do they all have? Then it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say, the doctor say he has a bad cold, the way that he should, whatever, he has some kind of condition, the way that he should get better, he should take a hot bath on Shabbos. So if I turn on the water, I'm cooking the cold water. I'm making it get cooked on Shabbos. I can ask a Nochri to make the fill up a hot bathtub. So Amir Lenochri is Mutta, even though the Nochri is violating Bishul on the water, it's Mutta for Chodesh Shem B'Sakana. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kevegir asks, what does it help that Amir Lenochri is Mutta to make the hot bathtub, but there's a din you're not allowed to rechitza b'chamin is also. You're not allowed to take a hot bath. Even if you filled up the bathtub with hot water on Erev Shabbos, Rechitza Bechamin is also. So Rabbi Kevegir says, Rechitza Bechamin is only a gzera. Mishum, what the Gemara has, it's a gzera's ha-balonim. A balon is a bathhouse attendant. So in the days of the Tanaim, the balonim were not the most religious people. They were not the smartest people. They were not the most observant people. So the people used to go to the bathhouse. They didn't have private baths in their home. It was a public bathhouse. So people used to go to the bathhouse on Shabbos afternoon. So the balonim would turn on the fire on Shabbos afternoon, an hour before anybody would come. And then when the Jewish customers came, they said, yeah, we left on the fire from Erev Shabbos. They would lie and say that they were not Mechal Shabbos. So the Tanoim saw that they're lying. So they made a gzerah, the gzerah is a balonim. You're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos, period. That's what some poskim say. You're not allowed to take a hot bath. It's only if it's a public bathhouse. But if it's your own house, I know I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos. So the whole gzera doesn't apply. But by Ashkenazim, I don't think that opinion is. Maybe by the Sfardim, they hold like that. I think maybe Chacham Avadya has such a tshuva. But Ashkenazim, we assume that even if you have a private bathhouse, in your own home, the gzeres habalonim applies, even though there is no balon. The rechitza b'chamin is also. So Rabbi Kivega says, yes, the nochri to turn on the hot water, he's doing a malocha deraisa. He's doing it on behalf of the chalush shem b'sakana. How can the chalush shem b'sakana take the hot bath? That's I'm doing the isid. I don't tell the guy he should take a bath. The guy makes the hot bath and I take the bath. I'm the chayla. So the answer is, bathing in a hot bath is only a gzeira, and all gzeira is hamuta. And the chodesh Hem Sakan, all gzeira is hamuta. So you have the Amir Eliakim is a gzeira, we allow it. To bathe in hot water is a gzeira. To take refuah is a gzeira. Then it says, let's say the doctor came, a goyish doctor came on Shabbos, and he looks at me, and he says he has to write a prescription, and we should go to the drugstore and pick it up. So the doctor says, I don't have a pen. Could you please give me a pen? So I say, today is Shabbos, I can't handle a pen. So the guy's going to say, go fly kite. I'm not interested in you. If I'll give him the pen, he'll write the prescription. If I don't give him the pen, he's angry. He's not going to respect my religion. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're permitted to give him the pen on Shabbos, Tiltum Muktzah, because Tiltum Muktzah is also, it's not a malocha, even with the Rabban, it's not a malocha, it's only a gzeira. So all the things that are only gzeiras, we allow, but a real malocha, the Rabban, we don't allow. And if it's Sakana's Aver, then the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch quotes several different opinions. And then he says, "Valochi kedeah hashlishis." The Mechaber writes, "We pass on like the third opinion." What siman is that in Shulchan Aruch? Shin Chav Ches, I think. Hilchos Shabbos by Choyla. So we pass on like the Ramban. The Tur quotes the Ramban, and the Ramban is in the Torah Sodom. Ramban wrote a whole book. Rabban was a doctor, so he writes all the dinim. You have to know when the baby is born, what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do when the person gets sick, and so on. So that's the we paskin like that, Ramban. Just like there's a distinction between a gzera de Rabban and a malocha de Rabban, we only allow a malocha de Rabban by a sakonis aver. But Xer de Rabbanon, all Xeris Rabbanon we allow by Echol Hashem B'Sakonim. Mokal. So to a Macholos Asuris, there's also two levels. There's a Gemara in Psochim in the Sugya of Echol Hashem B'Sakonim there. I think it's on Daf Chafei. So the Gemara says, if a person eats non kosher food, Shalok Haderach Achilosa. Let's say they fried the trefa hot dogs, and the hot dogs are burning hot. You're going to eat the hot dog now. You burn your tongue. So someone eats the hot dog the way it is. So they take out hot dogs from the tray for hot dogs from the freezer. It's hard like a rock. And the guy's going to have a sugar. He's going to eat the tray for hot dogs. It's like biting into an ice cube. It's not normal. So if the person eats the tray for hot dogs when it's ice cold, hard like a rock, or he eats it when it's burning hot, he burns his tongue, he burns his lips. That's called achilu shaloka derech achilu asayim. So that's mutam and atar. It's only asam at the rabbanim. So the Gemara says, since only Osam Rabbanon, so B'chol L'Shem Sakana, we would allow it.
It's funny that it's not an Achila. Is that the idea?
Minatar is not called Achila.
That's the same thing. My brachos also, we use in the same way. That we would also, it's not that the idea is that you didn't even do an Achila, and it's because of the Hanah.
Right, right. So we knock down the bracha to Shahakol. Whenever you eat food, Shalok Derech Achila, so you knock down the bracha to Shahakol. Correct. It's not called Achila, yeah.
In terms of doing malacha or derabanan for a chola on Shabbos, is there a difference between the chola himself and the person doing stuff for the chola, or it's the same?
Same thing. Same heta for others to take care of the chola, yeah. If others have to take care of the chola, Rabbi Yosef Engel has an original suggestion. He says it's better that the father should, let's say the son has to go to the hospital, so the father may be so nervous that his child is sick, he may get into an accident if he's going to drive the car. But if not afraid of an accident, Rabbi Yosef Engel thinks, the kedima is that the father should take care of the pikuach nefesh for the child. Why? Why does he have the kedima? Because there's a mitzvah periviriviyah, and if you have a son and a daughter, and one of them dies before they had their own children, then you're not yotze periviriviyah. So the father has an added chiv. Every Jewish person has a chiv to keep the guy alive. The father has a double chiv to keep him alive, because if the child dies, then he's mevatel mitzvah peririvya. Okay. An original line file. Okay. So there's a Gemara in Psachim where the Gemara says, if you eat non-kosher food, shelo kederech achilasai, it's hard like a rock, it's straight out of the freezer, or it's burning hot, it's ridiculous. So that's mutam and atar. It's only awesome of the rabbanon. Makom chalish shem b'sakana. The gemara says is mutam. There's the shach in Yeridea, and the second chelik Yeridea. The shach paskans like the Rav Yo, that achilush eating tray for food shluk derech achilasa is het gomer even for bari. So the shach Zari says it's against the gemara. How can the shach paskan like the Rav Yo? It doesn't make any sense. The gemara said fair. It's only mutta teach shluk derech achilasa if it's ochel shem b'sakana. If the person has a fever, or they're sick in bed, or something like that. But for a healthy person, we don't allow it. So in that Gemara, in Psochem, around the Afchafei, so there's a riff, the riff quotes it, and the Ran has a commentary on the side of the riff. So the Ran says that there are some Rishonim who understood from this Gemara that Stam Yenam, non-kosher, non-Jewish wine, is awesome at the Rabbanan. So B'mokon Chodesh Shem B'sakana, we would allow you to drink non-kosher wine, because it's only an Issa de Rabbanan. So the Ran says that it's wrong, and we pass like the Ran. No, trefa wine is machomer. That Issa is machomer. But to eat non-kosher food, der Issa, shalok derech achilasai, that's what you allow. But machon chodesh sakana. What's the difference? So the Pashta says the difference is the same as the difference between a melachem de Rabbanan and a gzerem de Rabbanan. Eating, drinking stam yenam, that's macholas asuris, midi rabbanon. That's really awesome, macholas asuris. So we don't allow that even for chodesh shem b'sakana. But to eat treif of food deraisa, even deraisa, shaloka derech achilas, and that's like a gzera. That just like on Shabbos, there's a melacha midi rabbanon, there's a gzera midi rabbanon. And the melacha midi rabbanon is machomer than the gzera. We only allow the melacha midi rabbanon by a sakana saver. But the gzeris we allow by any chodesh shem b'sakana. We allow all one to violate all the gzeris. So too, the Ran distinguishes, and the Shulchan Aruch adopts that position that to eat macholas hasuris the rabbanon. Let's say to eat basa b'cholav the rabbanon, chicken cooked in milk, or to drink stam yenam. That's macholas hasuris when the rabbanon said that we're not matir b'makom chodesh shem b'sakana. But if you're going to eat treif for food, even treif deraisa, shalok derech achilosam, that's only like a gzera. So that you allow, but makom chodesh shem b'sakana.
Shinui
and
Shabbos is
answered
there,
Rabbanan,
or it's
a
gzera? Shinui, doing something.
That's a very important question. So the Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa follows the Mishnah Brura, who follows the Magen Avraham, who didn't have a Torah's Ha'adam. All he had was the Tur. And the Tur is not so clear. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Chol Hashem B'Sakana is allowed to do a Malacha Kalach Hayad, Ha'idei Shinoi. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham means Anisa de Rabbanan al Yidei Shinoi. So it's a Shvuz de Shvuz Mamakom Chayla. But if it's Anisa de Raisa al Yidei Shinoi, it's not allowed. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, who didn't have a Torah of Adam, and he just had the Tur, quoting the Ramban, and this is the way he understood the Tur. So the Pashto says that he misunderstood the Tur. We have a Torah of Adam. Look in the Torah of Adam. It says Beferish that it's Mutter. The Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, figured out on his own, or maybe he had a Torah Sa'adam, I don't know. So in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes that to do a Malacha Deraisa Al Yidei Shinoi knocks it down to the level of a Gzera. Because Malacha is defined as Malachas Machshevis. If you do a Malacha Kalach HaYad Al Yidei Shinoi, then it's not Malachas Machshevis, it doesn't even qualify to be a Malacha Mid Rabbanon. It's a Gzera Mid Rabbanon. That's the Pashtus, and that's what it really says in the Ramban. And that's what the Balatanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I thought it wasn't right that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa just quotes the Mishnah Berurah. He knows that the Balatanya says not so, and he knows that in the Torah Sa'adam it says Lahokel, and everything is based on the Torah Sa'adam. He always does all the research. I didn't think that we should pass him like that Mishnah Berurah. It's Ma'amish wrong. He didn't have access to the Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam says Beferish Muta. So the Mishnah Berurah gets stuck. Mishnah Berurah gets stuck. How can he say that a malacha deraisa de shinoi is a malacha midrabbanan, and you don't allow it b'makom chol l'shem b'sakana v'ani. Allow gzeiris, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that a chol l'shem b'sakana to milk a cow is a malacha. That's the question: is it a malacha d'arayis or a malacha d'rabbanan? So some shanim hold that it's only midrabbanan. Okay. And others hold beferish. Rashi holds that it's a malacha d'arayisa to milk a cow. So the Gemara says, if a person is a cholu shein b'sakana, he can drink the milk, and the way to heal him is by drinking milk. So he can drink the milk directly from the udder of the cow. Okay? Because it's hagdei shinoi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but we just said, it's only mutter if it's hagdei shinoi and a derabbanan. So it's a shvuz d'shuz b'makom cholu. But if it's a malacha d'arayisa d'shinoi, you're not mater. So the Mishnah Berurah gets stuck. That's the Balatanya is right. That is mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Shara Tzion and Hilchos Yontif has to defend what he said. So he comes up with a new idea, which does not say in the Ramban. With all due respect, doesn't say that. He comes up like this: to drink the milk directly from the udder, that's mishuna legamre. That's very mishuna. That's kooky. So that's even mutter if it's daraisa. But it was only mishuna, a little bit mishuna. So then we call it a malacha midrabbanan. If it's very mishuna, extremely mishuna, then you call it a gzeira d'rabban. Doesn't say in the Ramban. The Pashtus Ramban allowed even a malacha d'arayisa de shinoi. Once you do a de shinoi, so it's lower, low is the level, it's only called the gzeira. It's not called the malacha at all.
Well, what's the hadara of a malacha d'rabbanan
versus the gzeira d'rabbanan? I mean, how are we magdir when Chazal make a gzeira against Stam Yenam? That's a gzeira malacha. They declared Stam Yenam is Macholas Asuras. Okay. And they declared, let's say, Bisarai Pecholam is Basa Pecholam Rabban. So it's Macholas Asuras. So that you're not matir, but Mach Machol Hashem Sakana. But if you have an Isa Derais and you eat it, Shaluk Adarach Achilosai, that's a better heter. That's only a gzeira midrabban. So Shaluk Adarach Achilosai is not called Achila. And the food is mutabano, it's only asa b'achila. So that's not even called achila at all.
Isn't yain asur atuvinotayim
gzeira? The what? Everything is a gzeira. Everything is a gzeira. When they asad b'saray p'chalov, the chacham only have a right to make nisa d'rabbanon, u'shmarta mesk mishmarti, so mishmeres l'mishmarti. Everything starts off as a gzeira. They're concerned that if you'll allow this, people will violate that. But sometimes that's the motivation to make the Issa d'Rabbanan. Sometimes they left it as that. It's exera. Sometimes they said, no, because of that, we're motivated to make a takana, and this is declared as Macholas Asuras. All Issurim d'Rabbanan have to start off as a exera. But some of them become more than exera. When they wanted to make it, came the Rice and Tikkun, so they made it as a real Macholas Asuras.
How does one discern there? How
do you know when it's a... One easy way to tell is, do you need shishim or not? Tam ki ikra, that requires shishim to be mevatled, is only if the food is treif. Let's say you have bishalakum. You're not allowed to eat food cooked by non-Jew. A pasakum, bishalakum, is because b'nesem, that it may lead to intermarriage. So there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you need shishim or not. Let's say a little bit of bishalakum got mixed in with other foods. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether you need shishim, what's enough bottle bereif. So the Ran has a beautiful tshuva, where he writes that there were three issues that Atoli Zebbe said, this is the shaila. What motivated the chachamim to pray, but the bishalakum is mishum b'naseim, but did they afterwards, did they declare it as macholas asuras? Then you need shishim. And then we would say it to mix strafe the pot, you have to kasha the pot. Or would you say no? That it's not Macholas Asuras. It's like dancing with a non-Jewish girl. It's gonna may lead to intermarriage. So if it's not an Issa Macholas Asuras, then there's no din of tamkik, and then the pot wouldn't become treif. So we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. There's a third nafkamina. The Ran has three nafkaminas in this shaila in the tshuva. Third nafkamina is we have a klal in the Gemara. It's really a machloikas, the Rosh and the Rambam, but we paskin treif eina chazeres lehechshera. Once something, let's say, an animal broke its leg in the location where the animal becomes a treifa. The whole animal is a treifa. So the Mishnah says, if it broke the leg by the Tzilmus Agidin, where all the 16 arteries cross on top of each other, that then the whole animal is a treifa. If it breaks its leg 2 inches above, then it's not a treifa. So the Ramban says, if the Shechet has a presence of mind, and he has an animal that has a broken leg like that, by the Tzilmus Agidin, he should take a saw, cut off another 2 inches, and it'll become kosher. It's only a treifa if it's at the Tzilmus Agidin. Cut off another 2 inches, it'll become kosher. And the Rosh says that's not going to help. Once the animal became a treifa, we have a klal in the Gemara, that's how the Rosh read the Gemara, treifa ain't a chazeres lachsher. So in Shulchan Aruch, we have adopted the Rosh's position against the Ramban, that the treifa ain't a chazeres lachsher. So there's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. What if a Nochri cooked some raw food that's not edible, and he only cooked it rare done? It's not fully cooked. He cooked it rare. Some people enjoy steaks, rare, and other people want that it should be well done. So the Nochri cooked it, and it's shlish bishulo, it's roi lachila, machol ben derusoi, so it becomes bishulakum. If a Jew will take it and continue to cook it, till it's mavushul kol tzorka, will it be choyzer lahatero? So the Rambam explains that that's what this machlokes depends on. If it's macholos asuris, so once it becomes macholos asuris, treif eino chazeres lachshera. But if you say that bishulakum is not macholos asuris, it's just the hiskarbis with the nochris that could possibly lead to intermarriage, so then this rule doesn't apply, treif eino chazeres lachshera. So on that we paskan lahokil, Shulchan Aruch, we paskan lahokil that if the nochri cooked the shlish bishulo, then Yisrael continues to cook it more. Legamre, let's say a nochri baked the bread. So that's pasakum. My next on him, I made bread, but it's a little bit raw. Sometimes the challahs are a little bit raw. You can taste it when you eat the inside. So I take the challah and I put it back into the oven, and I bake it till it's legamre. It's mavusha legamre. I cook the meat till it's mavusha legamre, or I keep on baking the bread, the challah, till it's ofoy legamre. So we paskan on that it's mutter. We say it's not macholos asuris. Then we paskan, you don't need shishim. It's not macholos asuris. And then nonetheless in Shulchan Aruch, they leave it hanging where they have to kasha the pot. So that's a strong pellet. The Ran explained how everything is told is abizeh. So if there's no din of tam ki ikar on bishalakim, so why should you have to kasha the pot? Kashing the pot is based on the premise of tam ki ikar. So you have to say some teretz on that kasha. Okay. But in principle, the Ran is right. So just like in Hilchos Shabbos, all of the Yisurim d'Rabbanan, they're all gzeiros. You're not allowed to carry the karmelis. It's a gzeiro to Rishus HaRab. You're not allowed to write with your left hand, a gzeiro to the right. Everything starts off as a gzeiro. But sometimes we say it remains a gzeiro, and sometimes we say, no, that's what motivated the Chachamim to make the gzeiro. But they declared it as a malochim d'Rabbanan. So just like there are two levels, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a gzera derabbanan, melacha derabbanan, so too a macholos asuris. Sometimes we'll say that it's macholos asuris derabbanan. Sometimes we'll say, no, it's only a gzera. It's not macholos asuris. So by the cholush em b'sakana, just like in Hilchos Shabbos, we allow all gzeras, makom cholush em b'sakana. So macholos asuris also, we would permit gzeras. A gzera derabbanan is mutter to violate for cholush em b'sakana. But to do macholos asuris derabbanan, to eat stam yenam, that we wouldn't permit. Or to eat basa b'cholov derabbanan, that we wouldn't permit.
Is Rabbi saying that there are yisurei derabbanan or yisurei chefsa also, potentially? Unlike
in
Nitzivot.
How is it a chefsa
macholos
asuris? It's not a chefsa macholos asuris. They declared that it's macholos asuris. A lot of Rishonim hold that macholos asuris, their rice are not a nisa chefsa. It's only a nisa gavra. But it's a macholos asuris. Still macholos asuris. Very good. Okay, we're up to the Gemara Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the second line in the Mishnah. Sharte b'miktzas nisko, if I'm partially responsible for the damage. So sometimes, not always, sometimes, chafti b'tashlumi niska keach shekol niska. I have to pay the whole amount as if I would have been fully responsible for the whole hezek. I'm only really shmiras and alecha. I'm only really responsible for part of their damage, but the halacha holds me responsible for all. So the Gemara wants to know the last 15 lines on Yudam and Aleph. What is the case? So they quote again Tarabon. They have a brisa that was composed to give a commentary on the Mishnah. According to the Balamor, should say Tana. Instead of Tana Rabban, should say Tana. We have Tana Rabban. What's the case that the Mishnah is alluding to? And for the Gemara, it goes on the following din. We have a din later. If a bar tisha, he only digs a bar tenth, ninth tefachim deep. The other one makes it into a bar, asara tefachim. So what's the difference? A bar tisha is only chayv on zikin, is not chayv on misa if the behemoth dies. A bar yud is chayv even on misa. So what if one, the first one dug the bar nine tefachim deep? The second one digs it, only digs it one tefach deeper, and now it's a bor lemisa. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah seems to hold ha'achman chayiv. Only the second one is chayiv, even though he's only responsible for one tefach. But since he's the second one, the first one only dug nine tefach, and the second one dug the tenth tefach. So then we hold him responsible for everything, and it's against Rebbe. Machlek is Rabbi Nerabon and Tanya. Chavu bar tisha b'achav v'shlim alasor achman chayiv. The last one is chayiv on everything, on Misa and on the Zikin. And Rabbi disagrees. No, achar achman on Misa. If the nafal sham shara chamor and the shara b'chamor dies, so the first one is not chayiv anything. He only dug nine tefachim. Nine tefachim doesn't cannot cause an animal to die. But the second one who dug the 11th, the tenth tefach, So then, Rabbi Yomer, Achron Lemisa, only the second one pays, Nezik Sholem, for the boar, if the animal gets killed. And Achashneim Lenezikin, but if Nafal Sham Shar Chamor, and the animal is harmed, so then they both have to pay. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah goes, Doloi Ki Rabbi. According to Rabbi, they both share in the Zikin. According to the Rabban, they don't both share. The second one takes over everything. Not only is the Sheni Chayiv, for Misa, if Shara Hamor dies, even if a Nizikin occurred, also only the Sheni is Chayiv. So that's what Gemara says, that the Mishnah goes, Doloi Ki Rebbe. Rapapama, not necessarily Doloi Ki Rebbe. Maybe it means, Lemisa V'Devi HaKol. Maybe it means if the Shara Hamor falls in and they get killed. So the first one only dug nine tefachim, that's not going to, cannot cause the animal to die. The second one was Mashlam, the nine, he made it into ten. See, he takes over the whole boar. He's considered the Bala boar for Nezikin purposes. And you don't say they split. The Rishon had dug the ninth tefachim and the Sheni dug the tenth tefach. They should split and each one should pay half of the hezek. No, the second one pays the whole hezek. That's the Gemara. You could tell me another version that has the exact same shot. Lema, should I say the Loiki Rebbe? Should I say the Mishnah says that only the Sheni pays? And Rebbe holds that they both pay if Nezikin occur. If the animal dies, then everybody agrees that only the Sheni is chayv. But if the animal was injured, then they're both held responsible. So that's what the Gemara says. Apapam Lemisa Vede Rakol. Talking if the animal died. So only the Sheni is chayv. Ikadam Lema Doloiki Rebbe, should I say the Mishnah Doloiki Rebbe? The Rebbe holds that they both share in the chayv and the zik, and I'm a pop the misa. If the rakal by means the animal died, only the Sheni has to pay. Okay. So far that's all. One case that the Gemara quotes. Dug a boar ninth tefachim, and then the Sheni digs the tenth tefach, so it's a machlag is hatanaim. So the Mishnah goes l'misa, the Mishnah goes l'nezik, and is the loike Rebbe. Does it bother us that the Mishnah is the loike Rebbe? Rebbe edited the Mishnahis, but he didn't always smuggle in his own opinions. He was honest, and when he knows that his opinion was outvoted, so he doesn't put it in the Mishnah. You have the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Dini Mamad is Bishloisha. Then the Gemara quotes a Tosefta in Sanhedrin that says, Rebbe Aimer, Bechamisha. So Rebbe disagrees. He holds that a Dintura needs five Rabbanim, not enough three Rabbanim. How come it doesn't appear in the Mishnah? So on the bottom of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, the Mefarshim quote from one of the Rishonim, that they say Rebbe was honest. He knew his opinion was outvoted by his contemporaries, so he didn't push his own agenda. There are certain people, they're always pushing their agenda. Whatever their shitas are, they're presented as if the whole world agrees with their shita. That's dishonest. You're the minority opinion. Say, with all the respect, everybody else has like that, and I think that it's not so. Present it like that. Don't present it as if your opinion is the accepted opinion. You have to be honest. So that's what Rebbe was honest. Over here in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is Daloike Rebbe. Okay? You can have a Mishnah Daloike Rebbe. Rebbe was honest. He knew that the majority of the Chacham didn't agree with him. So he wrote the Mishnah against his own sheet. Fine? Masikathar Abzeira, the Gemara said. That's the only case for Suleka. That's the only case you can think of. A Bortes, Shlima Lasar, the Mishnah goes like that. The Loike Rebbe goes Lemisa. Vahika, I'll tell you another case. So Rashi explains, this is not a Mishnah or a Braisa, it's just saying Mitzad Asvara. I think in this case, you can have another example of Chafti B'Mitzas Nisko. Hichshati Mitzas Nisko, Chafti B'Shlami Kol Nisko. What's the additional case? Masu Sholach HaMishim B'Ni Yodam, HaPasha Ba'echad Me'em. So he's only one person is Poshea. There are five people supposed to watch his shore. One of them is Poshea. We hold him responsible. He has to pay the full Nezek on everything. He doesn't just pay his share. So the Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case that you're coming up with? That he's chayv to pay Nezek Shalom. What exactly happened over here? Hechidami, Ileima, if you should say, this is such a wild animal, you need five guards to make sure that the animal doesn't make ezek. And then one of them walks away. Rashi says, Pasha bo. Rashi writes, Holach lo v'lo shmor. He just walks away and he doesn't watch it. So the Gemara said, Pshita, he's held responsible. He did the whole ezek. If you need, it's a wild animal. How does Rashi say? She's down on the base, I think. A sock of Roin. It's a wild ox, the top Rashi on the base. It's a very wild ox. You need five guards to guard it. And one of them, all five agree to watch the ox, and one of them just walks away. And he knows quite well in advance, this animal is so crazy, you need five guards to watch it. So the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what's the case? Ilem, if you should say the Balabi, lo havi minti, they're all five have to watch. And one of them walks away, he stops watching. So Pshita diuk of it, he did the whole hezek. What do you say? Hechshai to be mixas niska. He did the whole hezek. The other four cannot watch the shore without the fifth one watching the shore as well. So of course the other person should pay partially for the damages that the shore does. Again, what does the Gemara say? Elaim with the Balabi Elahavi Minter. Without the fifth one, the animal can't be guarded. So Pshita, of course, the Achron is Chayvol. The Yukovit, he's responsible for the whole Hezek. Ela must be. Well, so what's the case? Ela the Balabi Elahavi Minter. You don't really need five people to watch the ox. It's enough with one person, or three people is enough. So then all five committed themselves to watch the ox, and one of them walks away. Didn't daven mincha yet. He walks away. So you hold him responsible why he left the shore being watched by four other people. So why should he be chayiv? Why is the achron chayiv, the one who walked away? Ela de balavi yonami minta. Even if the fifth one walks away, four people is more than enough to watch the animal. Feik de gemara. Maiko ovid. How can he say such a case? He has to pay. The Balavi Onami Minta, the ox is going to be watched without all five. So Michael, why is he chayv at all? So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Maskevla Rabzer was asking, shouldn't there be a case like this? The Gemara says, you're wrong. That case, the din is not true. If he's needed, it's a double pashut. He's not hechshar to mimitzas nisko. It's hechshar kol ha-nezik. And if it's Balavi Onami Minta, So then the din would not be true. He wouldn't be chayv a penny. Wouldn't be chayv anything. Maskal Rav Sheish is also from a svara. Rav Sheish is not asking from a baisa, from a svara. Rav Sheish says, "Veika marbe b'chavilo." What's marbe b'chavilo? My next to neighbor made a big fire, and if you leave it alone, it'll go out, and it won't cause any hefset to anybody. But I throw in. I have some old telephone books. I have old junk in the house. I throw it in. And the fire burns all of the additional fuel, and because there was additional fuel, so the fire burns down the whole next door neighbor's house. So the Gemara says, "Balka Avshesh, we can barbe b'chavilo." There's a big bundle of junk that's a flame, and I throw more junk in to the flame. So the Gemara says, "Why don't you say such a case like that? That the one." The one who does the last bit of preparing the hezek is chayav kilu hichshe kol niska. Once you say that's maska Rabbi Sheshi, once you say that that's the case in the Mishnah, he throws more fuel into the fire of his next door neighbor and then it burns down somebody's house. So why don't you say in such a case that the din of the Mishnah implies the achron would be chayav? Bring more hechidami. What's the case? What are you talking about? The next dynamic made a fire. And the fire had the power, had the potential to burn down the whole village, even if I wouldn't have marbe v'chele fila, even if I wouldn't thrown in extra fuel. If without the assistance of the sessa, without the assistance of this person, Loyozla, the flame is not going to go so far to burn the next door neighbor's house down. So he did the whole hezek. But he's throwing in, Marbe Barel throws in more fuel. He's responsible for the entire hezek. So it's a poor example of the din of Chavta B'Mitzas Nichsha. It's not Chavta B'Mitzas. Elowa, the Belavihu Ozla, even if he wouldn't have been Marbe Barel, he wouldn't have made another fire. No, come on. El de Balavi, if not for the fact that he threw in the added fuel, Marbe Machavilo. Also, the fire would burn down the next neighbor's house, Michael Ovid. So, why should he be chayv anything? What's the question, Michael Ovid? So, Tyson says they don't think the top Tyson is important. They don't think that it means you shouldn't be chayv anything at all. Michael Ovid means we're both shutfim in the fire. And one neighbor made a fire, and if he's not going to watch it, it's going to burn down the whole neighborhood. It'll cause damage. And then another neighbor threw in a bundle of old rags. He threw in something, a piece of junk. Marbe b'chavilo. He throws in a whole bundle of something into the fire, and now it spreads further. So Gemara says, if balav ihu, even without him throwing in extra, Ozla, the flame would have gone, so then we should both be chayiv. That's what Tosfos says. Michael Ovid, what did he do more than the others that he should have to pay everything? They should all divide equally. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara said these two cases are wrong. There was no brisa. The Gemara just says the case of Moshe Shalach Hamishon B'li Adam is just wrong. There is no case there. Well, he's only... In the case of Marbe Machabilo also doesn't make sense. If the fire would not be able to reach Pliny's house without my Marbe Machabilo, so I did the whole hesek. So it's not Hechshati Mitzas Chavti B'Tashlumi Kol Niska Hechshati Kol HaNezek. And if it would have burnt down the neighbor's house anyway, so Gemara says my Kovit, so Tosfos says does mean it should be Potter Legamre. Does mean that means. Why should he be more chayv than the other people? They should all be equally chayv. But to say that the last one takes over the chayv, that doesn't make any sense. That was the Gemara's kash. Freg the Gemara, maskula rapapa, why not? You have another case. Veika, why isn't the following brisa? You can't just tell me a brisa is a mistake. This brisa was composed by Rav Chiya. So the Gemara says, Freg the Gemara, maskula rapapa, veika, have another case. That the one who does chav to be mixas niska is chayev kehech shekol niska. Well, it says five people sit on a bench, al sabsa lechot, but the bench is sturdy enough to hold five people. So they didn't special. And a sixth person comes, apparently he's very fat. And another person comes, the sixth guy, he's fat, keneged kulam. He's fatter than all of them put together. So when he sits down on the thing, it breaks because he's an automamazik. He broke it because he's so heavy. That's a brayso or the tanya. So the Gemara said, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. The one who sat down the last one is very fat. Okay, Papa Barabba was very fat. So the Gemara wants to analyze it. It did in the brayso, it does make sense. Just like we asked on the other braysos, it does make sense. Gemara says, Nahechidami. What's the case over here? What's the case? Chamish Yoshua ala Safsol veloy Shibruhu. Brachad Yoshua v'lo v'shibroi. Gemara says, so what's the case? Hechidami. The five who are sitting on the bench wouldn't smash the bench. It's sturdy enough. But he's so fat when he sits down, so then he smashes the whole bench. So Pshita, of course, the last one is chayv to pay. He had no right. He should have realized that the whole bench is wobbly. The whole thing is going to fall in. So he's the sole one. He's the only one who's responsible for the whole hesek. So he pays everything. There's no one to share it with. Ela must be the balav he will not be it for even without him. Even without the sixth person, the fat one. Even without the sixth person who been. Nachamo, what does the Gemara say? Hechidami again. Ilaimo, if the case is the balavi who loy itfu, without the sixth one sitting on the bench, is not going to break. So Pshita, he's responsible for the whole hesek. So it's a double push. It wouldn't need a brice. Elad balavi or nami itfar. Even if he wouldn't sit down, it would also break. So Michael of it, why should he be chayev more than the first one? Let him all be chayev equally. Zag the Gemara, yeah. So the Gemara says, but you have a brice that says like that. They were quoting a brayso here. The Tanya Chamishi Shoshva Al Safsa Lechot. So the brayso doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, Safsaf Masnita Hecha Metarza. But the brayso does make sense. The brayso says like that. And the Gemara, Letzvicha, the brayso must be the following case. The Balavi who Havi Mitvar. Betreshoi. If only five people would be sitting on the bench, then the bench would break in 2 hours, betreshoi. So they're going to know if five people sit on the bench, they're going to sit there for 3/4 of an hour, or much less than 2 hours. So Balaviyu having mitzvah betreshoi would break if they would remain sitting on it for 2 hours, but they don't sit for 2 hours. V'hashde itvar bechodo po'o. Now it breaks in 1 hour. So therefore, the Achron, the one who sat at the end, is Chayev. The Amri Leh, the other five people who sat on the bench, can argue and say, Ilavat. Nahuma, what do they say? The Amri Leh, Ilavat, Avi Asvina, Tvei Purt, Tvei Kaiman. If not for you, we know that the bench can last for 2 hours. And we're only going to sit for 1 hour, then we're going to walk away. So therefore, the one who came second is responsible for everything. But that's not fair. Why is he responsible to pay for everything? Why can't he tie in the following? Let the sixth person tie it to the first five. If I would be the only one to sit on the bench, it wouldn't have broken. I needed all five of you to sit on the bench. Why should I be held responsible for everything? That's the Gemara's argument. They should all share together. Why do you say the Achron pays? They should all share together. Gemara says, Lo Yitzricho, the answer is, but talking about a case, the Bahadi, the Samech, the Hadi, the Samech, Bo, Tovar. As he was leaning back on them, it broke right away. So what's the chiddush? The Gemara doesn't understand the Braisa. Chamish Yeshua Lasapsa Lashibro Bachavishibrai. Why should he be chai for everything? They should all share together. Or there's no chiddush. Of course he pays for everything. He's the sole one responsible. What do you need? Your Braisa tells you a chiddush. What's the chiddush? What's the case? And for the Gemara, let's see, the case must be like this. Behadid the Samach Buhut Tovar. As he's leaning on them, he doesn't let them get up. He doesn't let them get up. If he's there is five people sitting on a bench, and the sixth one sits down on the same bench, and now it's too heavy, the burden is too heavy, so the whole bench is going to break. So the first people should have gotten up. When the sixth one sat down, the first five should have walked away, because they should realize the bench can hold so much weight. So the Gemara says, it must be talking about a special case. He's leaning on them and he doesn't allow them, he doesn't enable them to get up. So the fact that they're continuing to sit on the bench is his fault. They would really want to stand up. As he's leaning on them, that's when the bench breaks. So what's the chiddush? Is it over poshut then? There are five people sitting on bench and I sit on top of everybody's lap and I don't let them get up. Because it's overweight, so that's why the bench breaks. So the Gemara says, the pshita. Gemara says, no. Let's see about it. Some of the top pshita, the Gemara says. Mal de teima kochalav kaguf adami kamashmalon. If you have the sixth person sits on top of the others and they can't get up, so that's gufo. But over here, it doesn't gufo. He just pushes them down. And he prevents them from getting up. So that's a chiddush that Adam Amasik is chayv not only bodily if he sits on the chair and he breaks it because he's so heavy. There are another five people sitting on the bench, and the sixth one sits on the bench. So not only in that case is he chayv, even if he's just leaning on them, it's only kochay kamash malon the kochay kegufa. So Rabbi Kevega tells you it's the same askana by the tzuris. The Gemara had a sofek. What's the halacha that tzuris pays chatzi nezik? Is it really Mikra Din Kirche Kagufa should have paid Nezik Sholem and it's Halachal Moshe Messina Lahokel? Or is it Mikra Din Kirche Lav Kagufa and Mikra Din the Balabayim shouldn't pay anything? It's a Chiddush that he pays it all. The Gemara says, no, Kirche Kagufa. So the same over here, the Gemara says. That's what Rabbi Kevega is Mitzayin, the other Gemara, by the Tzuris in the second pair. Kamash Malan, the Kirche Kagufa Dami, Wad Kalecha, the Gufa Tovar, Kocha Nami Tovar. Whenever you have one, they have the other. Some Rishonim have the gears of Farker. Kalecha de Kocha Tovar, Gufa Nami Tovar. Same thing. Means the same thing. The Kocha de Gufa, so you have. Okay. So whenever you can have a case of Hichshayte b'mitzas Niska, Hichavte b'tar Shlomei Niska, Kech Shekol Niska, okay. All the cases will be acceptable. Okay. So then the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim regarding Hilchas Rotzeach. Isn't there another case? The following case, the Tanya, this is not talking about Nezikin, this is talking about they murdered someone. The Tanya, we have a machlekes hatanoim. Iku asar b'nei adam b'es ha-maklis. 10 people are beating a person up. And each one is giving him such a zetz, so he can really die from that. Let's say, I shoot him with a bullet. And the doctors can't do anything about it, but he's going to die in another 10 hours. Then the other guy shoots him with a bullet also in the heart, he's going to die in 9 hours. Then the third one shoots him also a bullet in the heart, he's going to die. Each one shoots him with a bullet. Each one, the bullet was enough to kill him, but the first one shot him with a bullet, it'll take 10 hours to die. Second one shot him with a bullet, he's going to die within 8 hours and so on. The last one shoots him, so then he dies right away. So what's the din? So you don't give the death penalty to 10 people for killing one person. They can't all be chayiv. So do you say everybody's off the hook, everybody's potter, because you're off the hook because I did an act of ritzicha and I'm off the hook because you did a mice of ritzicha. Each person ritzicha potters the other one, or do you say the achron is chayiv?
Isn't that each one would have killed him on their own, or that each one together made it, that the last blow would have killed that person? Meaning if the first person hit alone, that wouldn't have killed him, but done all together, it did kill the person.
No, if the first one just injured him, but he's not going to die from that, and then the last one is the one who gave him such a zetz that he's going to die, then the achron is chayav. The first one didn't do a Maisa Vitzicha. We're talking all 10 did a Maisa Vitzicha. But the first Maisa Vitzicha, if you don't do anything, he's going to die in 10 hours. The second one did a Maisa Vitzicha, is going to hasten the death. He's going to die in 9 hours. So then we pass on that the rogue potter. Why? That's a din. Shnaim shahargu. You can't call me the Ritzach because you did a Ritzach. You can't call you the Ritzach because I did a Ritzach. So each one is potter because the other one did a Ritzach. Shnaim shahargu is potter. So Rashi explains what's the machlokes. He quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. On Daf Ayin Ches, the Gemara says, the Pasuk in Chumash says, Ish ki yake kol nefesh odom, mos yumas. I translate the word kol. Ish ki yake kol nefesh odom. Kol means kol ha-nefesh. A kol means kol dehu nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rashi quotes it from Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches. Rabbi Yehuda of the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezer thinks, ki yake kol nefesh odom, kol dehu nefesh. So it means, the first 9 people did a Maisa Ritzicha, but he's going to die in an hour. And now the last one shoots him with another bullet, and he dies in less than an hour. So all that was left was a Kol Dehu Nefesh. 9 people did an act of Ritzicha on him, and the last one was Kires Misasai. That's also Ritzicha. Ritzicha does mean the guy dies on the spot. Let's say if I shoot you when you're only 20 years old, and then you die at the age of 119, and the doctor said he would have lived to 120, not for the fact that he got a shot at the age of 20 and he died a year earlier, he died a day earlier. That's also Ritzeach. That's also Pikuach Nefesh. Let's say a person has a condition, a person is sick. Let's say some people think if you fast on Yom Kippur, you fast on Tonis, on Tisha B'Av, you will not live to 120. You will certainly die earlier. If that were true, that fasting on Yom Kippur will cause you to die a minute earlier than otherwise, then we would tell everyone they should eat on Yom Kippur. That's all Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh means you're extending the life for another minute. That's also called Pikuach Nefesh. The answer is not true. When a person fasts on Tisha B'Av, the Yom Kippur, whatever, it's not going to hasten his death. And the issue is, let's say, suicide. A person commits suicide. A person smokes, he's not going to die on the spot. He'll die earlier than otherwise. That's called suicide. That's called, if I cause someone to die earlier than he would otherwise die, that's called murder. If I cause myself to die earlier than otherwise, that's called suicide. That's called ritzicha. To make a person die earlier. See, each one gave you makas retzach. Iku asor ben yad mesa maklis. Whether bevasachas or bezachaseh. So each one's ritzicha patas the other one. That's how the Tanakhama says always pata. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezer disagrees. If it was bizach hazeh, v'achron l'chaim, because he's kigak kol nefesh odom. If he killed kol dehu of the nefesh. And Tanakhama holds, no, you have to be the sole ratzach, because you did a ma'aseh ritzicha that patas me. I did a ma'aseh ritzicha that patas you.
Do you have a case where like, if somebody like, threw like a baby off of a building, somebody pushed somebody off of a building, and then somebody like shot them while they were falling? Can we say the first person is still
chayav? The Gemara later, Chavav Amadeis, has that discussion. Yeah. We'll have to get there. The Gemara has such a discussion. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes this machlokes. How do you understand the word kol? Ish ki yake kol nefesh odom. Well, the kol means kol dehu, or kol means all. Kol ha-nefesh, or kol dehu min ha-nefesh. A prime Elojan asked Akasha in his Sefer Nefesh HaChem, says, "V'haftos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyadecha." So kol means kol dehu. It's enough if you love God with a little bit. Doesn't mean b'chol nafshecha. V'haftos Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha, all, with all your soul. Now how can you say kol means kol dehu? So he says, no, the only time kol means kol dehu means the last kol dehu, not the first kol dehu. The last kol dehu, you have to give up your whole life, not to give up one night's sleep for the Rebbe Shalom. You have to give up the last kol dehu of your nefesh, not the first kol dehu. So again, so the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says like this, if you hurry, they all the Tanaim agree that if you kill a treifa, you're not chai, because a treifa is called a gabrik tilo. That's an interesting title, a gavra ketila, a person who's walking around functioning, and we say he's considered a gavra ketila. There are two people who are considered gavra ketila. One is a person who's a treifa, gavra ketila, so hergas a treifa is potter, and one is a person who's fully healthy, but bezin made on him a gmardin lemisa. Let's say the guy was once over the Zohar Michal Shabbos Baal Eishesish. He did an aver for which he deserves a punishment of the death penalty, and the Bez makes a Gmardin Lemisa. So then someone comes, I never liked that guy in the first place, but if I kill him, the police will put me in prison. They'll lock me up. So I wait till after the Bez makes a Gmardin, and then they're going to kill him, so I shoot him. I didn't shoot him the shame to fulfill the mitzvah of Mrs. Bezin. I shot him because I don't like him. But that's the din. If a person is nigma dina lemisa, he's considered a gavra ketila, and you kill a gavra ketila, you're not chayv. So the Gemara says, this they all agree. If a person is a treifa, and you kill him, argus a treifa is chayv. And if a person is a goseis, that's an old man, a person is holding by the end, and he's half dead. And he's going to die within a couple of hours. So if you kill, he doesn't have so much longer to live. He's already foaming at the mouth, and he's in the process of dying. So that they all agree, if you kill a goyses, you chayv misa. Hergas a goyses chayv. You kill a treif, you're not chayv. The machlekes atanoim is, what if he's a goyses b'day odom? What if someone else shot him? So if that would be the whole story, one person shoots another person and he's going to die from the shot. So then the one who shot him would be chayv misa. But there comes, the second person shoots him also. So he can't give the death penalty for the first person because someone else did a ritzich on him. He can't give the death penalty for the second one because the first one did a maisa ritzich on him. So that's what the first Tana holds. That each person who did a maisa ritzich on this poor murder victim patters the other one. Whether they did all the Vasachas or Bezachazah does make a difference. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagrees. He says, Bezachazah, the Achron, the one who did the last Makas Retzach, is Chayv Misa because Kirev es Misasa. We don't pass on like him. We don't pass on like him. So that's what the Gemara asks. What are you working so hard to try to figure out what the case in the Mishnah is? He gave different cases. Why don't you say simply, and the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser that the Achron is Chayiv. So the Gemara says there are two reasons why you don't want to say that pshat. First of all, it's clear in the Mishnah it's talking about Nisko, it's not talking about death. It's not talking about anybody dying. Secondly, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser. So why should you interpret a Stam Mishnah? Halachik is Stam Mishnah. A lot of times you put the majority opinion in the Mishnah like a Stam, but you don't put the minority opinion. You usually pass on Halachik is Stam Mishnah. So how can you interpret the Mishnah goes on Ritzicha if you don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meser? That's the Gemara says the two reasons. There's a Gemara on the next daf on Yud Aleph on the base. Take a look. In Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, these crazy things happen. On the second line from the top, Omar Ula, Omar Rav Loza. Ula says in the name of Rav Loza. Loza was a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rav Loza is Talmud, the second generation. He's called Rebbe Aloza. In Eretz Yisrael, they had smicha. In Babel, they couldn't give smicha. So Ula says over the following day, B'chor Shem Nitrov, B'tor Shloshem Yom, Ein Po Demoso. Today, there's a pidyon aben. Later today, there's a pidyon aben. So the Gemara says the pidyon aben is supposed to be on the Yom Lamed Aleph. What if the baby became nitraf b'toch lam yom? What does it mean nitraf? The Rashi says someone murdered the baby. Someone killed the baby, and he's dead. When it comes to Yom Lamed, the baby's dead. So it says you don't have to do pidyon aben. So Taisa says, of course you don't. The chiyah pidyon aben doesn't get off the ground till the Yom Lamed Aleph. And if the baby's not alive on Yom Lamanav, of course you're not chayv pidyon aben. So it's a double poshut. What do you need the whole discussion? So Tosfos has this long Tosfos, b'chor she nitraf, pirush hakuntur she neharag. And Tosfos says it can't be. That's not pshat. So on the last line, they write, Rabbi Natan says b'chosh and ditrach means ha'inush and asa trefa. He's the baby is still alive on the Yom Lamed Aleph. Baby is still alive, but he developed a trefus. What's a trefus? The Mishnah Chulin tells you what's a simit trefus by behemoth. So whatever is a simit trefus by behemoth is the same thing by a human being. If the baby develops a simit trefus in the middle of the 30 days, but by the time it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, baby is a trefus. So in such a case, you're not chayv and pidyon abe, even though the baby is alive on the Yom Lamed Aleph. That's a din of b'chosh and nitraf. So what's a din? Because a trefa is a gabrik tilo. If aurig is a trefa, you're putter. So in a certain sense, a trefa is considered a gabrik tilo. So that's why b'chosh and nitraf, you're not chayv and pidyon abe. What if the baby takes sick and he's holding by the end? The baby is a goises. A goises b'dei shamayim. The baby is a goises b'dei shamayim. So horegas a goises is chay misa. Horegas a treif is not chay misa. So the Yamshel Shloimeh writes on this Gemara, Rabbi Kivege, all of Hilchas Pidyon HaBen is in one simen in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shinhei. It's not really right. There's so many, such a long simen. Should have broken up to different simen. That's the way it is in the Torah. That's the way it is. A very long simen. Simen Shinhei. So Rabbi Kivega there, on this, where is it? Sif Yud Beis. Simen Shinhei Yeredeya, Sif Yud Beis. So Rabbi Kivega there quotes the Yamshel Shloimeh on Ardaf. If the Bechor, the baby, before the Yom Lamed Aleph, the baby develops a trefus. A trefus is a Gabrik Tilo. When it comes to Yom Lamed Aleph, there's no Chiyah Pidyon HaBen. But if the baby is a Goises, it's sick and is holding by the end, but a trefus and a Goises are not the same. What exactly is the difference? That's a problem. What is the difference? Why don't you say a goises is also a trefa? So the Shittim Kubet says, over here says, a trefa means one of the trefas that's listed in the Mishnah's Perek of the trefas. When a person just holding by the end of his life, person gets sick and is holding by the end, that's not one of the trefas. That's a goises. That's what the Shittim Kubetz says. You look in the Rama says not so. The Rama says, a horegas a trefa is potter. So the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam says, trefa is osir, but a shechenes hamsukenes is mutter. Let's say an animal is deathly sick, and I see it's going to drop dead. So I rush quickly to shecht it. So it should have a. I can't shecht it after it's dead. After it's dead, it's already in the veil. I have to hurry up to shecht it quickly before it dies. So then it's mutter. That's not called a trefa. Just because the behemah was mesukenes, if I don't do something fast, it's going to die. Mesukenes is not a trefa. So the Rambam writes, what is a trefa? The trefa we have alocha l'moshe misina, what's called a trefa, a whole list of things. And even if you can tell that an animal is going to die within 12 months, that's not considered a trefa. But by Ratzeach, the Rambam Menuchas Ratzeach writes, if you kill a person who's a trefa, you say he's a gabrik tila, you're not chayv misa. So there the Rambam says it depends on what the doctors say. If the doctor says he's going to die within a year, then it's called a trefa. So a ghost means he's going to die imminently. A ghost is going to die within 3 days. That's how the Gemara says. If a woman is married, it says in Ibn Ezra, a woman is married, and someone comes and tells the woman, I just saw your husband a week ago. He's a goises, and Rav goisesim lemisa. Most of the goisesim will die within 3 days. So if the 3 days go by, we assume the man is dead, and the wife has the right to remarry. We assume a goises is going to die. So the question is, how can it be that the Rambam says a horegas a trefa is a gabrik tili and a chayv misa? It depends on what the doctors say. Doctor says he's going to die within a year. That's a trefa. But again, to this din, but again, to is a trefa by behemis. Rambam says it doesn't depend on what the doctors say. But again, to gabrik tila, trefa is a gabrik tila. Depends on what the doctor says. So every case of a goses b'dei shamayim should be a trefa. He's going to die within 3 days. Very unclear. And the Rambam said, the Shittim Kubetz, the Sanar Daf says, the definition of a treifa is a gabrik tila. It depends on the treifas and the mishnayas. Halacha l'moshe mesina. Okay, but the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes the halacha l'moshe mesina is only in hilchas treifas. Which animal is kosher? Which animal is treifa? But as far as what tzeach is concerned, doesn't depend on the halacha l'moshe mesina. Depends on what the doctor say. Will he survive a year? So every geisah should be a treifa. It's not so. What's the answer? So Soloveitchik said, you have to say that there has to be tissue damage. A person is 119 years old and is falling asleep, and that's it. He has no koichas. He's going to die of his koyach. But if a person has tissue damage and he's going to die within a year, then it's a treifa. I mean, a person going to die from old age, no tissue damage. What exactly is the definition? Very unclear. Very unclear. Anyway, but some machlokes, the Rambam and the Shita Mekubetzes, when we say that Horegas are treifa, you're not chayiv misa because treifa is a gabrik tila, the Rambam holds that the definition of treifa by Ritzeach depends on what the doctors say. Will he survive 12 months? And the Shita Mekubetzes says no. Just like the Rambam wrote in Ilchas Treifas, that it depends on the halacha Moshe Mesina, doesn't depend whether the person can, whether the animal can live 12 months. So too by Ritzeach, it depends on the Simani treifas. So again, so the Gemara quotes on the top of Yud Aleph on the base. B'choshe nitra b'toch l'amayom. If the baby is a treifa, he's a gabrik tila. By the time it comes the yom lamer aleph, there's no mitzvah pidyon ha'beirin. No, the baby is alive. So the Yom Shushlema says, but if the baby is a goses is kechai. But he has a suffix. What if he's a? What if someone shot the baby, and the baby in the middle of Yom Lamed, before the Yom Lamed Aleph comes, someone shot the baby. The baby's going to die, and the baby dies after. Would you say that a goses be the odom? Why do we paskin like? We don't pass like Rabbi Yechemah Breika, right? Here, and I got. Rabbi Yudim Emeser says, Ha'achman Chayiv. We pass in Kulam to him. Why is Kulam to him? So that's because a Geisis B'di Odom is considered a Gabrik Tila. A Geisis B'di Shemayim is not a Gabrik Tila. A Geisis B'di Odom is a Gabrik Tila. That's why. So that's why if you kill him, you put, or is it? No. He's not. Hiku asor b'niyot the best of maklis b'vasachas. He's not yet a gabrik tila. Everybody's hitting him. Everybody's hitting him at the same time. It's not that he's already a gabrik tila. That's why I'm potter. Why is the first one potter? Let's say hiku b'zachazeh. Why is the first one potter? When he hit him, when he shot him, he gave him makas retzach. He shot him. He wasn't yet a gabrik tila. The pashtus is that the Tanakama holds everybody's potter. Because you can't give the death penalty to two different people if they only killed one person. So I'm off the hook because you did a ma'aseh v'tzicha, you're off the hook because I did a ma'aseh v'tzicha. Doesn't matter whether we all did the ma'aseh v'tzicha b'vasachas or b'zachazeh. There was more than one ma'aseh v'tzicha on this person. But Rabbi Kivegi writes, he's tzorchin, he's not sure what the din is. Maybe the din is that a geisis b'di'odim is considered a gabrik til. But that's not the reason. That's not the machloikis. The Gemara Sanhedrin has such a lashon. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Ches says, if he kill a guy, says b'dei Adam. If he kill a guy, says b'dei Shamayim. Yechayiv Misa. If he kill a treifa, you potter from Misa. Treifa is a gabrik tila. If he kill a guy, says b'dei Adam. That's the machlokes hatana. But what's the machlokes? Whether a guy says b'dei Adam is a gabrik tila. That's Rabbi Kivegi's Mesupik. That's not the Sofik. Why is the Rishon Potter? He wasn't a Geisis B'di Adam yet. And the Rishon, Vahikuah B'ezrach HaZeh. It's a different reason why. My Ritzicha Pat is you, your Ritzicha Pat is me. Can't give us both Misa for killing one person. And since there were 10 different Maisi Ritzicha on the person, each one Pat is the other one. I remember many years ago, the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael gave a psak that brain death is considered dead. So part of the story was when they take out, let's say, for heart transplants or for organ transplants. So part of the heta was that it's they don't have one doctor take out the heart. You have a whole team of doctors together. So since it's, even if brain death is not dead, but part of the story was, it's like Shnaim Shehargu. Shnaim Shehargu is Mutta. Shnaim Shehargu is Asa. But you don't give me the death penalty because he didn't act the Retzach. You don't give him the death penalty because I didn't act the Retzach. But that Shnaim Shehargu is not Mutta. It's for sure an Issa Deraisa. I remember we had a big Talmid Chacham then came to the yeshiva for a year from the Rabbanut. Dr. Lehm had him come for a year. So the first day he came way after Sukkot. He's supposed to come before Rosh Hashanah. He's supposed to come Chodesh Elul. So he came after Sukkot and he apologized. And he says he had to wait for the Psak and the Rabbanut about the brain death. And he was telling us over. What he says, I thought he was crazy. He says, Shnaim Shasu. That was part of the head. Shnaim Shehargu. Shnaim Shehargu. Yeah. So Rabbi Kivega's suffix is very strange. He's Masupik. If the baby not became Choshen Nitrof, not the baby became a Trefa, but rather the baby was shot in the middle of the Lamed Yom. He's still alive on the Yom Lamed Aleph, but he's a Goyses B'diodim. They say, Ha'eri Goyses B'diodim is Potter because it's a Gavra Ktila. So since the baby is a Gavra Ktila, no Pidyon HaBen. But he's saying, no, there's no such din that a Goyses B'diodim is a Gavra Ktila. A Trefa is a Gavra Ktila. Goyses B'diodim is not a Gavra Ktila either. Just that each one's Maisa Ritzicha Pata is the other one. The Pashtus is like that, not like Rabbi Kivega has a Sofik. So it's a difficult Sofik in Rabbi Kivega. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara gives two reasons why we're not going to interpret the Mishnah. V'suleka v'oika, why don't we explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? They said two reasons. First of all, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Why should we interpret a Stam Mishnah, Shaloi Kalocha? And secondly, the Mishnah is clearly not talking about murder. Murder is in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches. The whole Mishnah, the whole parak is about Retzicha. Here we're only talking about Nezikin. Our brother is Nezikin. Adam Amazik also, but we're not talking about Retzicha. So those are the two reasons why we can't interpret the Mishnah like that. Okay, but in that tomorrow we should start from the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. This has a machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Almana had a bench, and a whole bunch of people sat down on the bench. The whole bench broke, but nobody was overweight. Nobody, it wasn't in America, that's the national disease, is obesity. Nobody was overweight over here. So what's the din? Do they have to pay or not? So we should learn the Taisus on Amaral. Then we'll continue the next Gemara. Easy Gemara.
Rashi says, "Learn on the Gemara in the day of the Hanukkah."